Good morning, Des Moines, Iowa. It is your boy Blue Salmo back here for the morning news. I just thought of this literally at 6:30 in the morning, but I'm not going to say too much. Let's get right into it. So for today's morning news, police say MLK Jr. Parkway has reopened after a fatal crash. So for those of you guys that's waking up in the morning, getting to work, taking the MLK Parkway exit, I believe that's the interstate section. Be careful. Drive safe. But that, I believe that entrance is now open. Well, it's reopened, according to KCCI. But yeah, let's read this article. So, Des Moines, Iowa, MLK Parkway Jr. has been reopened after a fatal crash caused the road to be closed most of Fridays. Des Moines police said that the intentional investigation indicate a 2002 Pontiac Grand Prix driven by a 42-year-old man was driving northbound on MLK Jr. Parkway before crossing the center line near Prospect Road. The Pontiac Grand Prix crossed the center line and crashed into a semi-box truck that was driving southbound. Witnesses told police that the Pontiac Grand Prix driver was driving at a high rate of speed. The 42-year-old driver and the Pontiac driver died at the 42-year-old Pontiac driver died, and two passengers in the car were injured. Authorities said that the 49-year-old man driving the semi the truck was not injured. Simi was not injured. Okay, so the Des Moines Police Department Traffic Unit is conducting an investigation, continuing to investigate the crash. So, but that intersection is open. Damn. One person killed, two injured in a crash on MLK Parkway Jr. Okay.
Internet. Extreme internet starts at $19.99 a month for a year. Get speeds from 60 meg up to 1 gig and super fast Wi-Fi in every room. Get Wi-Fi 360 Pro powered by...
This is obviously the, yeah.
Hey, thank you for joining us. A busy north side Des Moines street is back open tonight, hours after being closed after a deadly crash.
Damn.
A terrible crash. Ray is here with an update on what happened right before the collision.
Yeah, within the past hour, Des Moines police released new information on this crash. A 42-year-old Des Moines man died. And police tell us just before 1 o'clock this afternoon, a car crossed the center line and crashed head-on into a semi on Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway near Prospect Road.
Wow.
The driver of the car died at that scene. Two passengers in the car are hospitalized tonight in serious condition and are expected to survive. Witnesses tell police the car was driving erratically and speeding right before this crash, and the driver of the truck was not hurt.
So, that's that. So, if you guys are out there driving, man, be fucking careful, man. Be careful. And actually, that's going to lead up to my next topic that I want to talk about this morning that I've seen. Just a little... You know me, so when I wake up in the morning, I know it's a bad habit, and I should probably break out of this habit, but, like, I like to check my timeline. I'm a podcaster. I like to see what's happening, what people's talking about, what I missed, because I fell asleep early. I just like to see. So, one thing that I came across this morning was a post, man, that just kind of ticked me. I could see the problem when I see this post. So the post was, y'all remember when Bruce Jenner killed someone in a car crash, but he's white and trans, so he got slapped on the wrist and nobody crucified him like Henry Ruggs. That's the post that I've seen. And one thing that I told myself, I'm like, dog, this shit's retarded. Like, so, my reply to the post was, my people, as in black people, my people, because I'm black, for those of you guys that didn't know that. But my people always find a way to make a situation that can happen to anyone a race thing. Stop it. I'm over it. It's called being accountable. Stop finger pointing. What Henry Ruggs did is unacceptable, especially as a star wide receiver. Man, call an Uber. Then you got a loaded gun in your possession while under the influence. Like, for real, why? You up? You getting money? Pay a man in a suit to carry it. We got to start holding our people accountable and stop pointing the fingers at the next person, which is very true. Because it's like, a situation like this, bro, why are we trying to bring up Bruce Jenner, the fact that he's trans and he's white and has nothing to do with anything. And that's the problem that we face as black people in this country. It's like everybody trying to finger point. And I feel like the day that we as people, we as a community come together and we take responsibility of what our people is doing, you know, black on black violence, all that extra shit, you know, the whole cliche talk. Once we step up and we take accountability of our own actions, bro, I feel like we can prosper. Because this situation shouldn't just roll like that. We shouldn't just be like, oh, well, Bruce got into this. Well, Mike got into this. Aaron did this. Why aren't they not being crucified by the media? We already know the media don't like black people. We already know once a black brother do something, the media is going to go crazy. We already know this shit. We already know this shit. As a black man, 26-year-old man in this country, I noticed the media is not in my favor. But that still doesn't give me the right to not be accountable of my own action. That still doesn't give me the right to say, oh, well, if I go shoot this person, they should blame all the other people that shot. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't give me the right, bro. Like, it just doesn't give me the right. Like, I'm not learning nothing. You're not teaching the next generation anything by not being accountable for your own action. Because what Henry Ruggs, like, my nigga, having a loaded gun, bro, while you're under the influence is already a problem to me. Like, all right, I was reading on the Nevada gun law. All right, you can have, it's open and carry. It's open and carry. You don't need a permit. You don't need none. I mean, you don't technically need license to carry, but you need some type of certificate. You need some, like, a certificate. If that may, let me reread that. So I'm not just putting out false information to people. But when I last read, it said something about, like, you need some type right here. Las Vegas gun rule. All right. So in Henry Ruggs' situation with the gun, Nevada gun law allows the open carry of firearms without the need for a license or registration. However, people required to obtain a CCW permit in order to carry a concealed weapon. And there are certain locations where guns are prohibited, including public schools, childcare facilities, VA facilities, airports, and government buildings. People face stiff Nevada state prison sentences for violating certain firearm laws, including using a firearm in the commission of a crime or being a felon in possession of a firearm. NRS 202-360, but it is possible just to pay a fine for another or for other firearm crimes such as brandishing a firearm, NRS 202-320, or possessing a firearm under the influence. So, boom, my guys are, this is what he's possessing a firearm under the influence. So this is what Henry Ruggs is facing right now. So the NRS 202-257 prohibits anyone in Nevada for carrying or handling firearm under the influence of drugs or alcohol, or with the blood alcohol concentration of 0.8% or higher. This offense is a misdemeanor. What? Punished by up to 6 months in jail or up to $1,000 in fine. Suspects can be forced to take a blood test following their arrest and may have to forfeit their gun if they're endangered others. So my geyser is definitely going to have to spend some jail time, like I've been saying. Definitely going to do some jail time. And I don't wish this on my worst enemy. I don't wish this on nobody. But again, if we're talking about accountability, if we're talking about taking being accountable for your own action, Henry Ruggs, you're doing fucking jail time, bro. You killed somebody going, bro, bro. And if I was in Henry Ruggs' shoes, bro, I would expect the same shit. I would expect the same. I would expect them to throw it at me, throw the books at me, throw it like I'm already a star wide receiver in the NFL. I'm making money. I'm successful, highly successful at in my area, in my arena, in my field. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I would expect them to come at me, bro. Like, but yeah, he's definitely gonna have to pay a fine. A hefty fine. It's just a sad situation, man. On a young athlete, man. Like when I see Henry Ruggs, I see myself. I literally see myself when I see Henry Ruggs. So it's like stuff like I can't even play with this shit because it's too close. It's too close, as in like I see this 23-year-old. I'm sorry. I don't know how old Henry Ruggs is. He might be 23, 24. I'm not too sure, but I see myself in Henry Ruggs. So, and not even myself. I see other upcoming athletes like this. You know what I'm saying? So any upcoming athlete that sees this situation, I don't want them to, well, forget what Henry Ruggs did. How about Bruce Jenner? How about this athlete? How about this white athlete? How about, and it's like, no, again, with you know, but whatever. Let's read a little bit about this case. Former Las Vegas Raider wide receiver Henry Ruggs was driving. So let's say, all right, so he's driving 156 miles per hour with the blood alcohol content twice of the Nevada legal limit before his car slammed into the rear of a vehicle that burned, killing a 23-year-old woman, according to the prosecutors. Ruggs, 22. Yeah, he's 22 years old, bro. Remained seated in the wheelchair with a or brace on his neck in the jail guard. So yeah, boom, 22-year-old kid, man. 20 fucking two, still a fucking baby, bro. Still a fucking baby, bro. It's sad. It's sad. This is really sad. It's a sad situation. Very sad situation, man. And you don't want that to happen to nobody, especially nobody that is like, bro, no, you just, no, bro, like, that shit. That shit's sad as fuck, man. That's really sad. So for our hip-hop topic, man, let's just, because I don't want to continue talking about that situation. We already know, take accountability. There's no excuses for that. I'm not giving no sympathy. I'm not giving out none of that. 2022, it's time we just start calling niggas out, start taking accountability. Loyalty Club, all that shit. 2022, if you black and you doing stupid shit, we calling you out and we taking accountability. Me as a black man, if I'm doing stupid shit, call me the fuck out. All that shit, vice versa. We taking accountability because this shit is out of control. So let's just move on to our next topic. So our next topic, our last topic of the day. It's hip hop. Y'all know me and hip hop. It's hip hop. So Yellow Beezy arrested on sexual assault, abandonment, endangered child and weapon charge. What's up with all these rappers getting accused for like either touching kids or like abandoning their child, endangerment, all this shit? So let's read this article. By the way, this is from XXL. If y'all don't like the way I'm reading, y'all can do your own research on XXL. It's right there. We could play the radio in the background if y'all want. By the way, they got fire ass radio. Y'all hear the music in the background. It is hip hop, so I had to play the music in the background. All right, so let's go. Yellow Beezy has been arrested for the third time this year in his home state of Texas. According to the report from TMZ on Friday, November 5th, the Dallas-bred rapper born Marquise Conway was taken into custody today on charges of a felony, sexual assault, felony, abandoned endangerment, child, and misdemeanor, unlawful carrying a weapon. The arrest occurred in McKinney, Texas, which is in Collin County within the Dallas-Fort Worth, Alton metropolitan area. A rep for the Collin County Sheriff Officer confirmed to XXL this afternoon that Beezy is in custody at the particular facility. However, the aforementioned charges could not be confirmed, so the details surrounding the three offense are unclear. And obviously, they show Mr. what's his name? Conway. I'm sorry, Mr. Conway. Marcus DeAndre Conway. This nigga ugly as hell, boy. So the news arrives on the same day the Rhymer's partnership with Blase Blue Records, a new song, I guess, was announced. Wow. Great way to promote your song. This isn't Yellow Beezy's first run in with the law, obviously. So, yeah. Yellow Beezy, what's up with y'all in these fucking, like, y'all just, they trying to really break y'all, man. They really trying to break y'all, bro. Because what was it? I don't know too much of it, but OTF Dooley or some shit. Like, he was accused of touching his ex-girlfriend's son or some shit like that. Like, I guess she fake, like, had the kid say some shit on Instagram. Like, ah, this person touched me, he touched me. And pretty much call out for clout. She was just doing a clout chasing. But then again, a lot of the information haven't came out to the public, so I'm not saying nothing. I'm just going off. I'm basing it off what I'm informed on and what I see. But everything hasn't came out yet, but what has came out so far is bullshit, and she's just looking for clout. But again, I will continue to update on y'all on that. But yeah, Yellow Beezy, man, definitely stay out of trouble, man. And again, accountability, bro. If you know you got guns, all this extra shit on you, bro, why the fuck do you got your child with you? Accountability, bro. Accountability. Like, my nigga, fuck you got, bro. You niggas, bro. You niggas is tripping, bro. You niggas is real life tripping, bro. So I don't know if you guys got the chance to watch Kanye West's new interview with Nori. On what is it, the drinking champions or some shit, the drink champs, I don't know what the fuck it's called, but Kanye West pretty much was going in, pretty much just being himself, saying shit that was on his chest, and he said something about, you know, Big Sean, how Big Sean was probably the worst signee to Good Music. But then Big Sean replied back and said, you know, Big Sean suggests that Kanye West owes him around $6 million. And he better pay up. You know what I'm saying? Pay up, man. You're going to be talking that shit. By the way, why you talking? You owe me about $6 million. But hey, we not going to, you know what I'm saying? We just going to, yeah. Big Sean may have left Good Music, but it looks like Kanye West, the founder of the label, still owes Big Sean some dough. Following Kanye's explosive drink champs interview with co-host Nori and DJ EFN on Thursday night, see, told you, November 4th, in which Ye attempted to dispart his former artist by saying, so he pretty much tried to slander his former artist by saying, signing Big Sean was the worst thing he's ever done. Sean Don has suggested that Kanye actually owes him around $6 million fucking dollars from his deal. My nigga. If you owe me $6 million, bro, from a deal, I'm taking you to court, bro. We got to fight this shit out. I'm taking you to court, my nigga. We're going to court, bro. So it all started when the Detroit Rhymer tweeted, "I can't wait to go on Drink Champs now." After Kanye's comments about him began to make its rounds online. "I can't wait to go on Drink Champ." That's what this nigga, Big Sean, Sean Don, tweeted out. After fans replied in a tweet thread praising Big Sean's loyalty and asserting that he should fire back at Yeezy, one person typed, "Kanye owes Big Sean $3 million and said he'd give Sean his master, to which he never ended up doing, and Sean never complained about either publicly. He's just too nice," which I think is a problem for Big Sean. Like, my nigga, a nigga owes you $6 million. He said he's going to pay you $3 million. He said he's going to give you your master. So with just your master alone, probably, bro, your whole catalog, probably, Big Sean, you probably worth over $20 million, bro. Just your catalog alone, my nigga. Just your catalog. And then you got your publishing, you got your master, right? Bro, you're worth at least a smooth 30 mil, bro. And you just gonna act like this shit ain't shit. Bro, you tripping, bro. Give me my master back. Give me my whole shit back. Let me sell this bitch. Everything up for sale, bro. Man, go get your money, Big Sean. Stop acting like a pussy. Stop acting like the nigga is up three. The nigga richer than Jay-Z right now, bro. Off of you. Let that shit sink in. And you just sitting here. You just sitting here. Calm, cool, collected. You got 30. You got like $30 million just out there looking at you. And you ain't gonna go get it. You a fucking fool, bro. You a fool, bro. Couldn't be me. Yeah, you got $6-something billion. I need my $6 million. I need my six. What the fuck is six to your $3 billion? Bro, I need my shit, bro. Pay up. Pay up. Pay up. I don't give a fuck if you know GDs, if you know Larry Hoover, if you know this person, Kanye. I don't give a fuck. I need my $6 million, bro. Shit. Or else I'm going to turn into that. Nigga, what's up? Big Sean, you too pussy, bro. You got to stop with this pussy shit, bro. You got to stop with this pussy shit. Oh, I want to be next to my girlfriend and suck her pussy lips. And I just want to fuck that, Big Sean. Go get your $6 million, bro, and retire, man. And go independent. Fund your own shit, man. The fuck? Oh, I'm just fuck out of here, nice guy. So last September, let's continue on with the fucking, yeah. Last September, after Kanye vented about his masters and unveiled the details of his 100-page contract with the Universal Music Group, Big Sean tweeted the rapper inquiring about his masters, his own masters. It's unclear if Sean ever received them. "I can't wait to go on Drink Champ." And then someone tweeted underneath, a fan tweeted underneath, "Over a decade of being loyal to Kanye and his, and this how you flipped on you? Don't hold back, bro." Like I said, don't, Big Sean, bro. You being pussy, bro. You being pussy. Stop pussyfooting, bro. Nigga said, "Over a decade of being loyal to Kanye, and this is how he flipped on you. Don't hold back at all." And then another fan tweeted underneath that and said, "Sean is too nice to do what? To do that, which sucks, because Kanye deserves to get a response for saying that." Exactly. Bro, I'm at Kanye's fucking neck. And that's the thing. Niggas wanna put Kanye's balls in their mouth. Pause, no homo. But nigga, if that was me, bro, Kanye, I'm cussing you out, bro. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck how much money, how much power, where you from, how you come in. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm coming at your throat, bro. You owe me $6 million. You capped about me. You capped about giving me my masters. And now you on Drink Champs, capping, talking good cash money shit. Bro, I'm at your neck, bro. Fuck all that nice guy shit, bro. Fuck that. It comes a point where you can't let a nigga play with your name, play with you, period, as a human. I don't give a fuck how nice you are, how, what, who, what, how. I don't give a fuck. Everybody got that line that, you know what I'm saying? Like, me, I'm a nice guy. I'm a very nice guy. The nicest guy. But if you cross a certain line, I might have to forget that I was even nice and turn into the person that you want me to turn into. And I'll do that. If you want me to turn into that person, I'll do that. But I prefer not to. You know what I'm saying? Like, people will try to take it there and think you won't take it there until you take it there. And then they're like, oh shit, this nigga is way lower than me. Shit, he's taking it all the way there. I was just finna just fuck with him. No, nigga, I'm taking it there. And that's what Big Sean needs to do. He needs to take it there. If that's where Kanye West is taking it, take it there too. I know you know some information about Kim Kardashian. I know you know some information about that family. I know you know something. Take it there. Big Sean, don't be scared. Fucking puss. So, yeah. So, after OVO Goon responded and said, Sean is too nice to do that, which sucks because Kanye deserves to get a response for saying that. Another fan said, yeah, because low-key, I think Sean still respects him and probably feels like he owes him for even signing him, but Kanye showed his true colors. I hope he don't hold back on shit. I'm hurt for Sean because Kanye lame for even saying that bullshit. And yeah, I get it. Loyalty, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he put me on. He signed, he gave me my first record label. I get it. You know what I'm saying? Because loyalty is a big thing for me too. Like, I'm never going to disrespect the person that essentially put me on if I was to ever be put on. Like, in Big Sean's case, I wouldn't necessarily come off the hip and disrespect Kanye. Because, like he said, yeah, he probably do have that loyalty with Kanye. Like, this nigga put me on. He put me and my family in position to where I can feed my family for the rest of our fucking being. You know what I'm saying? So I get that aspect. But again, it comes a point. Well, I mean, no, because I'm not going to contradict myself and I'm not going to go back. The nigga is disrespectful. Kanye, you disrespectful as fuck. You talking cash money shit, bro. And you need to be held. Somebody needs to say something to you, bro. Because you going off the... You don't just talk about your signee like that, bro. And then you are an artist yourself. So your foot really wasn't necessarily, it was in the record company. But what I'm trying to say is, like, you didn't really have full both hands on Big Sean's career. Like, you didn't really necessarily, like you signed him, yes. But as a CEO and as a record label head honcho, like, you're supposed to be there for the artists. You're supposed to help the artists as well. Like, have full-on hands-on each project. Oh, bro, don't release this project. I mean, don't release this song on this project because this is how I feel. Don't do this. Like, do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kanye West is an artist himself. So signing to another artist instead of a record label. If I was to sign, bro, to an art, like, if I was a hip-hop artist, I wouldn't sign to another artist. Like Lil Baby, I wouldn't sign up for PF, for Pocket Full. I wouldn't do that because Lil Baby is still, he's still trying to establish, like, trust me, Lil Baby is well established in the US, but there's still parts of the world that nobody knows who the fuck Lil Baby is. So he's still trying to break that he's not in a full-on established artist like your Lil Wayne's, like your Drake's. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like your fucking Wyclef's. You know what I'm saying? Like your Outkast. Like, these artists, these groups are established. Like, you go to fucking somewhere. You go somewhere, bro. That I didn't even know exists, and you say Lil Wayne, they say lollipop, you know what I'm saying? That's why I wouldn't sign to an artist because majority of these artists ain't even like a lot of these artists aren't even established. So to sign to a to another artist, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that because, like I said, like Little Baby probably not hitting. Probably not hitting your Europe. Somewhere in Europe, there's probably a little fucking city called Guangguang or some shit. I'm just making this shit up. I'm talking out the side of my ass. But you get what I'm saying. If you go to Europe, Guangguang, which is not a fucking country, but I'm just saying it'd be the little shit like that. Guangguang, Europe. And you say Lil Wayne, they say Lollipop. They say the Carter. They say this. You go to Juju, Africa or some shit. A place that I didn't even know existed. Africa, the world didn't even know existed. You say Jay-Z, they say Blueprint. You know what I'm saying? They say something. Hard Knock Life. You know what I'm saying? You say Tupac. They say Mom. Mama. Some shit like that. But yeah, that's why I wouldn't sign to a fucking a Little Baby, a Little Dirt, a fucking a OVO. Well, yeah, I'll probably sign the OVO. Actually, fuck no, I wouldn't sign the OVO. But moral of the story is, let's just bring it back to where we was at. Big Sean, you need to get your money. You need to figure out what the fuck this nigga Kanye talking about. You need to press up on him. You need to go get your master, and you need to stop being a bitch. That's what you need to do, bro. Stop being a bitch. Go get your masters and man the fuck up. Yeah. But, the price I want, you gonna need 3 promoters. Yeah. I haven't heard this song in a minute. Anyway, yeah, man. That's it for today. I ain't really got much to say. I gotta get up. Get ready for work. Still work at 9 to 5. Let me see. I could maybe. Yeah, man, that's about it. I'm not gonna spend too much time talking. Oh, actually, yeah, I'll save that for another day. Anyways, yeah. It's your boy, Busama. Thank you for listening to the after show. After hours. I don't know what the fuck I called this shit in the beginning. I think I called it the morning show or some shit. I got the morning show, the after show, this show. Just thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you. How about that? Appreciate you. And tune in for the next episode. I'm trying to beat it. Yeah.